This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI as we celebrate Rex Manning Day and think of the 90s cult classic film Empire Records. Can always count on our TV technical producer, Bruce. He and I, we share some mind space together. He is part of the Empire Records cult classic crew. He's actually seen the flick, so I don't feel as alone in my cult anymore. Let's check in with Sylvie Fiquette. She's a content development specialist for AMI, and she's here with the Pacific Regional Report, and she joins us from Vancouver this morning. Hey, good morning, Sylvie.
Dave, how's it going?
Not too shabby. I was feeling very alone in my cult there for a while, Sylvie, having seen this movie from 1995 that nobody else has seen. So I was happy that Bruce could make me have some company there. It was very good.
I'm so unfamiliar with that. I have to check it out.
Well, Sylvie, you've got lots for us to check out, Empire Records notwithstanding. AMI TV is going to have a brand new episode of Our Community that's coming out, focusing on people in motion. So, Sylvie, give us the background on this AMI Our Community special.
Yeah, so this episode will take place in the Okanagan Valley in the city of Kelowna, and it features the volunteer-driven charitable organization People in Motion. This organization, they're celebrating their 33rd anniversary this year, and they were inspired to launch after Rick Hansen's Man in Motion tour wheeled through the city in 1985. So they are offering a wide and have been offering a wide array of accessible, adaptive programming, adaptive equipment, and events to support and develop and enhance the lives of persons with diverse abilities, from children to seniors. Louise Abbott, she's the executive director, and her staff and a real huge army of volunteers are committed to the philosophy centered on inclusion, diversity, and they plan the activities that they organize to really be that just inclusive and giving opportunities for people to connect and get out and be together in the community. They have a really robust adaptive equipment program for outdoor recreation, making it affordable for people to be able to access the outdoors with their families.
That really is a wide variety of services available from People in Motion. Where can folks learn more and potentially tune in to this Our Community special coming up next week on AMI?
Yeah, so people can learn more and tune in on April 15th, that's next Thursday, at 8 p.m. Eastern time or 5 p.m. Pacific. You'll be hearing from a lot of the participants that are a real diverse group of people that are enjoying the outdoors in the beautiful community of Kelowna. So you won't want to miss that on AMI TV or check it out on our app.
Right, exactly. Even if folks do miss that live broadcast on April the 15th, they can always catch it on demand afterwards, AMI.ca, the website, as well as the AMI app, the AMI TV app, which can now be found in the Google Play Store as well as in the Apple Store as well. Sylvie, let's jump over to public transportation. We know how significant public transportation is for people in the disability community, and Metro Vancouver's TransLink is going to be holding town hall consultations with the community, specifically to modernize HandyDart, the accessible transportation wing. So tell us more about HandyDART and why TransLink is planning to modernize it.
Yeah, so HandyDART, Dave, has been operating in Metro Vancouver since 1980. And as you mentioned, it's an accessible door-to-door shared transit service for people with permanent or temporary disabilities, which prevent them from using fixed route transit options or without assistance from another person. So they're long overdue for modernization. And they're launching this program, a package of initiatives designed to ensure that the service remains accessible for those who need it now and in the future. And the program is really launching its biggest customer improvements to the system because the population is really growing and along with an aging population. So it's very much needed.
Yeah, demand is certainly increasing and folks are reliant upon that service. So what are some of the improvements that are being proposed or that they want to discuss?
Yeah, so some of the improvements, Dave, they want to bring the Compass system to Handy Dart this fall to make it easier and more convenient as a payment option. So this is used on TransLink's other transportation systems. So it's a registered, reloadable, easy to use fare card or pass that creates further independence for the user. And then potential changes to fares with discounts for eligible customers to better match the conventional transit system. And then they have, they'll be bringing in a new registration process with a personalized consultation to help identify and meet the needs of customers. And they'll be launching an online booking system in the future that'll be available next year to supplement the existing phone booking system. This online booking system won't be part of this public consultation, but it's good to hear that they'll be bringing that online.
So along those lines, how can the public from disability groups, as well as the public in general, share their recommendations for modernization of the service?
Yeah, great to see that they are actually doing consultation. So TransLink's consultation is ongoing until April 25th, and they're seeking feedback from current and future Handy Dart customers, caregivers, family members, and community organizations. So pretty much anyone can participate in this and should. TransLink's telephone town hall will be held on Tuesday, April 13th, between 6 and 7 p.m. Pacific. And in addition, there will be two virtual workshops for the public to take place on April 15th and 17th. So people can register by calling 604-953-3648. That number is 604-953-3648. Or you can visit translink.ca/HDM.
Sylvia, I think I've talked to you about this before, but I am always someone who loves the Vancouver public transit system, specifically the SkyTrain, but also the C bus. Can you think of a more beautiful way to commute to downtown than coming from New Westminster and looking at the mountains and the ocean as you look out the windows of public transportation? These are like $1 million views for a couple bucks.
We're pretty lucky to have this system. You know, I think a lot of it took place with the Canada Line being made available from the airport right down to the C bus terminal. Actually, it was 2010, I think, that launched that with so many tourists coming. So they got on that. But it is a great system. And really, it's so rapid. It's 10 minutes to downtown from the airport. Yeah, it's quick.
It's one of the things that always struck me when I was living out in New Westminster and working and turning downtown in Vancouver, that I would leave the suburbs, like deep, deep suburbs. It would be a pretty long drive to get downtown from New West. And I'd be downtown in 30 minutes or so, 35 minutes, I'd be at the office. I was always blown away by that. Now, I know that if you don't live on those lines, it becomes a lot more difficult. I know there's plenty of people listening who might live in Burnaby who are saying, do you know how long it takes me to take the bus to get down to the SkyTrain? I totally get it. But the SkyTrain itself is wildly, wildly efficient at getting people from the outskirts into the city.
It really is. It's quite a fantastic service. Now, Handy Dart does need a lot of help, though.
Yes.
So happy to hear that they are really embarking on modernizing that, because it's really long overdue, Dave.
Even like you said, the modernization of the payment system, moving to the Compass system, which I know the public transit system moved to a couple of years ago, is a big change. I also liked a couple of years ago, they brought the ability for people who are not necessarily residents to use credit cards to tap in and out of SkyTrain terminals, which saves a lot of time and hassle as well.
Yeah, that kind of ability to be forward thinking and have those options, it's made a huge difference to how we commute. And with the way the city's thinking of actually implementing further taxes on parking and that sort of thing, you should just use transit. It's just ridiculous trying to even find available parking. There's way too many bike lanes in this city. So.
Yeah, between bike lanes and bridge traffic, getting into downtown is not always the easiest deal in the world in Vancouver. Hey, Sylvie, always fun catching up with you. All the best. Enjoy the day, and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Thanks very much. You too, Dave. Have a great day.
That is Sylvie Fiquette, AMI's content development specialist, and she joined us with her Pacific Regional report from Vancouver, British Columbia. As I've always said, my favorite city in Canada, not to play favorites. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.